and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. There is huge news today in the professional golf world. CBS's Jim Krasula has details.
The PGA Tour and European Tour have agreed to a merger with Saudi Arabia's LIV Golf. The agreement requires all sides to immediately drop legal action involving the Saudi golf interests. Two big questions in the deal: how players who defected to LIV can return to the PGA Tour next year, and what LIV Golf will look like going forward.
The name of the two pro golf tours hasn't been decided yet. The Biden administration says the U.S. is very concerned about reports of a major dam burst in Ukraine. The attacks already flooded at least one town, forcing about 17,000 people to evacuate. CBS's Deborah Pata is there with more.
The Russian-held Kakhovka Dam's attack, resulting in what officials in Kyiv say is a humanitarian crisis. Zelensky has convened an emergency meeting of the National Security and Defense Council, saying the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam confirms to the whole world that Russia should be expelled from every corner of Ukraine.
More migrants are getting shipped from the southern border to California just days after another group was sent from Texas. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg.
If you do lure people under false pretenses, I don't know what that is, whether it's kidnapping, whether it's some other crime, but it certainly ought to be fully investigated, and whoever is responsible ought to be held accountable for this.
Prince Harry hit the witness stand today in London, where he's talking about taking on a tabloid, rather, for allegedly hacking into his phone. Media lawyer Matthew Gill.
He just wants to hold the tabloid press, and in this case, the Mirror, to account. He's livid, frankly. The more he tackles the tabloids, the less inclined they are to write nice stories about him. So he's certainly unlikely to win that fight.
Harry has said the Mirror Group has blood on its hands for hounding his family. CBS News has confirmed lawyers for former President Trump had a meeting yesterday at the Justice Department. It comes as Trump faces possible charges on multiple issues, including his handling of classified documents. Former Attorney General Bill Barr talked about it on CBS Mornings.
This would have gone nowhere had the president just returned the documents. But he jerked them around for a year and a half. And the question is, did he deceive them? And if there's evidence of that, people will start to see that this says more about Trump than it does the Department of Justice.
Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. has settled a lawsuit by a woman who accused him of rape. The move means the actor will avoid a trial that was set to start today in New York. The woman had claimed Gooding assaulted her in a restaurant a decade ago. He'd insisted it was consensual. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A 27-year-old Milwaukee suspect connected to the homicide of 1-year-old Zaire Nevels was arrested during a traffic stop in Kenosha County Sunday. The shooting happened Saturday when the child was fatally shot outside of a library during an argument involving adults. Anthony Mendoza, a 25-year-old man from Kenosha, drowned after jumping into the chain of lakes Sunday. An autopsy confirmed drowning as the preliminary cause of his death. What took so long? That was the sentiment from Kenosha Alderman David Mao last night before the city council voted to reduce fines for pot possession.
Nobody else had previously attempted to do this, especially, like I said, with the numbers we saw on the referendum.
Mao referenced the 72% of Kenosha residents that voted in favor of legalizing marijuana. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is Civic Media News.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrifin has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thereichmann.com/disclosure.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking! This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM. WAUK.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What's the most you would spend or have spent on a single item? 844-967-2789. What is the most you would spend on a single... I don't mean a house.
Or a car.
I don't mean a car.
Okay.
I mean, your computer, and that's maybe not even your computer, because most of us actually need a computer these days for work.
So something extraneous.
And write that off. Something you can't write off.
Okay.
So a TV, a grill, a video game console. What have you spent the most on? A piece of jewelry, a handbag. Like, what is your threshold for what you would spend? I'm just interested because, you know, it kind of goes, this kind of reminds me of the hotel that's now closing at Disney World that was $1,200 per person for two nights. But in exchange, you got like a complete immersive Star Wars experience.
Right.
And it was like billions of dollars to build out. And they're like, yeah, people will be willing to spend this much money to have this experience. And it's like, what? How many people exist in this price threshold that you think exists? And so I'm interested to hear from you. What is the justification of like, I am willing to spend this much money on this item, but this is kind of my limit. 844-96-PARTY. I don't think I have... Like, my computer is probably the most expensive thing I have, but I use it every single day for work.
Right. What about your phone?
Again,
you got to have
it. The phone's the phone. You got to have it. And I use it, like, not only do I use it for, obviously, just life and texting, but, like, also that's what I film all my stuff on. And so I don't really consider my phone either. So, like, getting out of the things that everybody, like, needs. Like, I think I'm kind of cheap.
Well, and you're not.
Have really like expensive clothes.
I was going to say, you're not a fancy handbag person. You're not a fancy, Manola Blahnik shoe kind of person. That's just not your style.
I like all of the name brand handbags or designer handbags I have were gifts or inherited them from like brothers' ex girlfriends because he dates girls who do like those things.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm just curious because Apple has entered the chat when it comes to AR and VR headsets. So going, you know, like Oculus, which was the Facebook one, but this is the first time that they've introduced a new, like a new product in nearly a decade.
Wow.
And it was, it came out yesterday. And so Apple could become a leader in AR VR headsets when the $3,499 Vision Pro hits shelves early next year.
Is this just to play games on?
So it sounds like it's more than that. But so yesterday it unveiled the Vision Pro at the company's annual Worldwide Developers Conference. And in the presentation, it claimed that the mixed reality headset will be the most advanced personal electronics device ever. And also, like, I'm just getting flashbacks to Google Glass, the little eyewear that people were wearing.
Yes.
Circa 2013, 14, and that was going to like revolutionize the future of, you could just like have your little, while you walked around. I don't even know, my brother and his girlfriend at the time bought those because she was very into technology. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's the type of person that would buy this, but like, how many of those people exist that would spend $3,500 on this device? And so they're positioning the headset to replace desktop computer clutter with an infinite canvas of virtual screens that hover in the field of view. So you can navigate it with just your eyes, hands, and voice. So I guess it's like, if you have the mask on,
right,
and with your eyes, so it's like in the same way that I have, like, so right now I'm doing the show from home. I have my big monitor to the left of me, but I have to use my trackpad on my computer to move around, like, the article that I want to pull up and the outline for today, and to be able to see the StreamYard so I can see Jane. But I'm using my hands, right, and it's all on a computer,
right.
So I guess they're saying, by wearing this thing, you can see everything, and it's with your hands or just your eyes that which browser you're trying to look at can pop up. So it, like, is more than just a game.
If you don't have, what if you have an eye twitch? And I honestly, I can just see myself with 47 screwing from screen to screen to screen to screen as I'm looking, and I wouldn't be able to concentrate on anything.
I don't know. But it's like, so it's an enormous virtual screen through lenses, and the new feature called EyeSight will keep users' eyes visible through the display most of the time. And I don't know, like, some people believe that it's going to be like what the iPhone did to phones, potentially, if you think about like how revolutionary that was, of how it changed. Like, think about how like the iPod changed MP3 players.
Right.
iPhone changed BlackBerry. But it's so expensive. Like, I don't know who could justify buying this. And I guess, and maybe it's just the way the market moves, because like 10 years ago, would any of us think about spending $1,500 for a phone or whatever new iPhones are? And so it just begs the question. I'm just interested as far as you, for you, like, who, what would you spend on a single item? Like, what's your threshold? 844-967-2789.
Got a couple texts from the 262. I wouldn't spend $3,500 on a VR headset unless it can do my taxes and perform sexual favors. It also doesn't help that this headset in particular looks like snow goggles. If I saw someone walking down the street wearing these, I would certainly roll my eyes. And from the 920, I bought the PSVR 2 headset released this year, which uses eye tracking so it can tell what you're looking at. The headset and the console, $1,000. VR, AR is advancing, but I am skeptical of this attempt by Apple. And from the 262, I am a pretty frugal person, but once I had too many cocktails and I bought an $800 guitar online. Not a shining moment, But it is a wonderful, wonderful guitar.
Well, there you go. Still, no buyer's remorse. You know, it was funny the other day. So since the pregnancy started, Mike's also been drinking less, which is, you know, good for him. But he realized that he's been buying a lot less sports cards recently because he's not just drunk scrolling on eBay.
I'm going to buy this one. That's a good thing.
Like this is like rationalizing, like this is a good investment. This guy's going to have a good season. I'm going to buy this one. but I like the $1,800 guitar rationalization of like, I need this.
$800.
I guess that's a big difference. Still expensive. Although guitars are expensive, right? Like a good guitar is not a cheap thing to come by.
Right. But again, it's, you know, what you're willing to shell out at the time, I guess.
But also I think about people who are like avid bikers, because bikes can be super expensive.
Absolutely.
And also easily stolen.
Yep. And those EV bikes are really expensive.
Like I had friends in San Francisco who were competitive, like did Ironmans. And so they spent a lot of money on their bikes.
I bet.
And I remember we left dinner one night and our friend Caroline had ridden her bike to work that day and she was going to ride it home after dinner. And we walked out of the restaurant and her like $4,000 bike was just gone.
$4,000.
Can cut through those locks with the tool.
Wow.
Like, there's not a great way sometimes to just lock up your bike. And there's no judgment as far as like what you do. Like, and I think it just comes down to like, what are your hobbies? What do you value? Like, what does this bring to your life where you justify it? Because obviously there's going to be people who buy this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm interested if it revolutionizes society in a way where it's like everyone has to have one, though. That it's hard for me to imagine. And I would not consider myself like a techie or a futurist whatsoever. So maybe I'm just lacking the vision.
Right.
But I see that price tag and I'm like, holy crap.
And it just sounds headache inducing.
I actually think the technology will be there, but maybe not. I don't know. Apple's products don't feel like they're as good as they used to be. Like, and I say this as an Apple user.
I know.
I say this as someone who like refuses to go back to a PC versus my MacBook, mostly just because like, well, this is what I know how to do everything on.
Right.
Like, this is how I know how to do like edit my videos on Premiere and all the Adobe. Like everything that I've done for the last 10 years has been on a Mac. So I've made the more expensive choice to like be here. But as far as the longevity of the products and like how long they last, instead of like, oh, you have to go get it fixed or the battery's worn out or all these things that like incremental costs to the product that you have that like is built into the business design to keep you buying and upgrading and needing a new charger every 2 years.
Exactly.
So we would love to hear from you. What's the most expensive thing you've either bought or what would you pay for something? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But another thing that we'll talk about when we come back, when it comes to autocorrect, Apple is finally fixing the ducking problem. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Baby, 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 oh, thought you'd always be mine, mine. Baby, 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 oh, baby, 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 no way. Baby, 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 oh, thought you'd always be mine, mine. I'm gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now I'm all gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now I'm all gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now I'm all gone. Gone, gone, gone. I'm gone.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. More clouds than sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, 54. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Mid-70s Thursday. Warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute on 540 AM WAUK.
Kristen Bry, she is Jay Madnair. Really? That song's considered one of the most annoying?
Yeah, it depends upon who you ask, but yes, it has made several lists, Copacabana by the great Barry Manilow.
I would never, that would not be in my top 10 as far as most annoying songs.
No, it's just a fun song. So all the bumper music today, in and out, are songs that are on various worst songs of all times list. And we're going to do a recap coming up at 11:33. Take your defenses of your favorite songs. We'll play some more that people have suggested that are terrible, but you can always chime in. Call and or text at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
So in the previous segment, we were asking what is the most you would spend or have spent on a single product? And more specifically, not your house, not your car, not your computer for work or your phone, but like something you didn't need.
Some extraneous thing.
But chose to buy because of your hobbies or the value that it would bring to your life. Because yesterday, Apple announced their entry into the AR, VR world with their Vision Pro and the ticket price of basically $3,500, which is very expensive.
Yes.
And I'm just curious of like, how big is the market of people who will want to spend that much money? But I guess if it replaces a computer, if it replaces your laptop, but I'm just trying to imagine like, so like think about us after the show, when I pull my laptop out and I start working on like the show notes or like cutting up YouTube or all the different like post-production things that I do for the show. Imagine if I just instead put my headset on and like in the middle of the green room was like moving my arms like a wizard trying to like get the work done. And just people would be walking in and be like, what is Kristen doing? It's like, she's just working. She's editing.
Or playing a game.
And so I thought, I'm just interested. It's not that I don't think that the product and the technology will be there, and I'm sure to a certain extent it will be useful, but at $3,500, I feel like it's out of range for a lot of people to be able to use it. And so, but one other thing that is everyone's, I have to think, is one of their biggest pet peeve peeves when it comes to texting. And I'm not sure. I'd have to have Android people tell me if this is the same problem on Android phones. But certainly on Apple phones, one of the most annoying things is can be autocorrect. Sometimes autocorrect is useful, but often it is not. And most definitely it is not when you are trying to curse and send a text, as going back to yesterday, saying no effing way, and it just always ends up no ducking way. And then it takes the emphasis as far as the like we were saying yesterday, the oomph, because then you got to go back and you got to either delete the whole ducking or try to like scroll into just the D and delete the D and write the F, or send it and then just write the next line with
right.
just the effing by itself. But yesterday, Apple announced an event for developers that will start keeping its iPhone autocorrect feature from annoyingly correcting one of the most common expletives to ducking. So in those moments where you just want to type a ducking word, well, the keyboard will learn it too, said Craig Federighi, Apple's SVP of software engineering. So among all the quirks of damn autocorrect, the ducking substitution is a longstanding source of mirth and frustration. And so basically autocorrected words will be temporarily underlined, so you know what's been changed and you can revert back to the original word with just a tap.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Also wondering, what is the most you've spent on something that is not necessary for life? Something extraneous. We have Britt joining us from California. Hey, Britt, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, listen, I'm calling because to tell you two things. A, the most I ever spent on an extraneous item I didn't need was a pool table. And I don't regret it one little bit, but it was $1,000. And it was not necessary at all in my life, but I love having it. And it was well worth every dime. I also bought a pair of VR goggles for my son for Christmas this year. And I can see how there might be some uses for the new Apple, being that it kind of does a lot of the computing for you and has, you know, the computer screen up in front. But to be honest with you, the whole VR goggle thing was a little bit of a novelty, we've come to find out in this household. And I think what happens is that initially it's kind of interesting and you definitely want to use it and try it out. And then it quickly becomes kind of a hassle to have to wear these goggles and,
yeah,
you know, they're a little bit sweaty or whatever. And it's not a pleasant experience, as you come to find out. It's just much more pleasant just to sit in front of a screen and deal with it that way. So I think it's going to be end up being kind of a bust for Apple, but I have to admit, I love my pool table.
I feel like $1,000 is a steal for a pool table.
That sounds pretty reasonable.
Used?
Yeah.
I got a good deal, but I had to travel and bring it back myself. So all things considered, you know what, as it turns out, buying the pool table is not the expense. It's setting it up, getting new cloth on it and getting it leveled and getting all the bumpers put back on and everything like that. That was probably at least half of the $1,000, probably about $600. So it's money to invest in a pool table, and it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
All right. Well, when we come back, where it's finally time to debate, discuss, listen to, enjoy, maybe for some of you, the most annoying songs ever. Send your submissions in now, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Shocking news for pro golf. The PGA and European Tour have agreed to merge with Saudi-backed LIV Golf. That agreement means both sides are immediately dropping all legal action, but there are still big questions about how players will be affected. Ukraine and its allies have accused Russia of blowing up a major dam in what many are calling a war crime. European Commission spokesman Peter Stano.
I can already say that the destruction of Nova Kakhovka Dam brings the targeting of civilian infrastructure and civilians in Ukraine to unprecedented new level.
The floodings caused hundreds of Ukrainians to evacuate. Homeland Security says they're having staffing troubles at the border following the expiration of Title 42. Inspector General Joseph Kafari is testifying before the House Oversight Committee.
CBP and ICE have relied on the use of temporary duty assignments, overtime shift work to surge staffing along the southwest border.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A body was found in a stolen Kia SUV at the Milwaukee tow lot yesterday, found by a DPW employee. The vehicle had been towed after crashing into a tree following a theft. The 27-year-old Milwaukee man arrested in connection with the homicide of 1-year-old Zaire Nevels was taken into custody during a traffic stop in Kenosha County Sunday. The child was shot and killed outside of a library during an argument between adults Saturday. The Kenosha City Council approved a measure last night to modify the fine system for minor marijuana offenses. Alderman David Mao said the pot referenda in the city led him to take action.
72%, wow. That's no longer a partisan issue. That's no longer anything to even think about. That's no longer anything to question.
Starting in September, first-time offenders found in possession of 25 grams or less will receive a $1 citation. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is Civic Media News.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The end, it's the end, it's the end.
Baby Shark Family, it's time to robot.
Activated. That is a version I have not heard before, Jane, but I do know that Baby Shark has already been submitted as one of the most annoying songs that poor parents have to just endure again and again and again. Texter, welcome back to As. Oh,
I was just going to say, Texter sent it in and said that once your little girl is born, you're going to realize that Baby Shark is the most annoying song of all time.
Oh, I think I'm already there. I have enough friends with kids that I can
live vociferously through them.
Yeah, and I can also acknowledge, like, oh yeah, because I think kids go through. I've had a handful of friends go through the stage where their kid only wants to, like, it seems like it's typically around between 1 and 2
okay.
years old, where there's the one song where that's all they want to listen to
over and
again,
over and over
again and again. Oh. And the parents are like, they have to choose between playing that song on repeat or listening to their child scream and cry until they play that song on repeat. I had friends who were on vacation on like an island and they had rented a car. And every time they took their, like, it was, she was 1.5 and they drove from place to place. It wasn't Baby Shark. It was some other theme song to some other kid's show that literally they were making the choice. They're like, you either have to play this song or she's going to sit in her car seat in the back and scream until we get to our destination. And so they chose whatever song it was. And so,
yeah, just capitulates.
But then I think she gets over it. She still likes it. Like, I think there's certain songs she still likes, but it's not the temper tantrum of I need to hear this song right now. But 844-967-2789. What is the most annoying song of all time or songs? We have pulled a bunch of them to play. You can feel free to let us know, to defend songs that we've pulled and say, well, that is certainly not the most annoying song. But I have a bunch of people that have already submitted on Twitter. What have you heard so far on the text line, James?
I pulled some from your Twitter line. I personally take issue with this next one as being on the list of the worst songs of all time. It's a classic. You don't like Blister in the Sun? How can you not like Blister in the Sun?
I like Blister in the Sun.
I do too.
I like Blister in the Sun. Yeah, I would not put that up there.
I do not have a problem with that.
I did hear another person who said Friday by
Rebecca Black.
What was it?
Rebecca Black.
That poor girl. I would put that up with Baby Shark. Friday and Baby Shark are up there.
Wow. That's quite an indictment of poor Rebecca Black.
Yeah. I think she turned out fine.
I think she did okay too. Another suggestion, which my producer in training here, Greg Bach, also seconds, is another, I don't know. Is it among the worst songs of all time?
The bellies in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was
a bizarre by OMC. Is that one of the worst songs of all time? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can nominate your worst song. You can defend those have already been played as a worst song.
I think the rule for you personally is if you sing along or dance to it when it comes on, even begrudgingly, it can't be one of the worst songs of all time. I think you have to, like, your instinct has to be, I'm going to turn this off. And because, like, the pop songs, like, they're meant to get stuck in your head, right? Like, these pop songs that are so catchy, like, they are, like, there's a science to creating a sensational song. And there's a reason that even if they're annoying, when they come on, you bop your head and you, like, even if you don't know all the lyrics, they, like, you try to mouth the lyrics that you do know. And it's why most of these songs, a lot of these songs sound the same. But, you know, people, the music writers, like, they know what chords to play, how fast to play them,
right,
what words to sing. And it's like, it's a science they've perfected. And, like, we still bop our heads to them.
It, like you said, it's a science. And I don't know how you get away from that. And I think, too, that some of these songs, unfortunately, just got played so much that you might have loved them. And then that's what happened to me working in radio as long as I have, that it just ruined the joy of the song.
Well, because you now in the car don't even listen to music.
No, very rarely.
Which is hilarious.
Very, very rarely. I am so excited about this text because I pulled this when I was pulling these songs last night. And I don't know that anybody else has heard of it. So now I finally know I am not alone. You can check in with your worst songs of all time, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Hands down, Timothy by the Buoys is the worst song ever. And if you've never heard it, oh, take a listen.
Before
1971, written by Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada guy. It's a song about,
if you like drinking pina coladas,
yes,
getting caught in the rain.
This guy wrote this song about three miners trapped in a mine, and one of them is never recovered.
I'm guessing it's Timothy that's never recovered.
Yeah, because it was cannibalism. Yeah. So it was like it was an early Yellow Jackets theme. Oh, yeah. It came out when I was 11. I will never forget it. I will never forget hearing this song and going, oh, my God, did they eat him?
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
Is that the most annoying song or the most troubling song? What's the song? Oh, my God. Now I'm blanking on it. What's the song about the guy's girlfriend dying in the car crash? And now I'm totally, and it's like, so when you actually listen, oh, I'm totally blanking. I'm going to have to look this up. There's a song of like, when you actually listen to the lyrics, there's two. There's one that's actually slow and sounds like a ballad, but there's a 1950s like doo-wop song about like, I'll never see my baby again.
Is it Honey? Because
there's
that was
some song that's like, when you're singing along to it, it's like a little upbeat. But then you actually listen to the lyrics and you're like, oh, no, she died. No, I can't. Again, not annoying, but just like, oh, wow, this song's not what I thought it was about.
Stands out. Texter from the 262 says, worst and most annoying songs are two different categories. I would pick different things for each of them, but for one of them would be Last Kiss, Frank Wilson.
Do you have that?
I do not believe so. Let me take a look while we're doing this.
On Twitter, Dave Jensen, similar to Baby Shark, but submitted, I'm sure, for most annoying song is It's a Small World, especially while waiting in line for a different ride.
Waiting. Yeah, and that showed up on several of the worst of all time lists. Was that particular song? Yep.
I'm trying to think. What else, like... what else you got?
Let me see here. We have, and I don't know. I'm conflicted by this one because I have fond memories of being in college listening to this band, but someone said that anything by this group should be on a worst list. Love Shack.
I would not put this. Yeah, I Love Shack, I definitely sing along to.
And it's a great dancing song. It's a great song to dance to.
Is Dead Man's Curve the one that I'm thinking of?
By Jan and Dean?
I just Googled, yeah, songs about car crashes, and I'm trying to find the one that I'm thinking of in my head. And I can't even think of exactly how the tune goes to try to sing it so someone else can help me.
I'm looking for Last Kiss.
It's going to bug me until I can...
until you...
until I figure it out.
Rectified.
But I had this one I got multiple times on the Twitter poll, which was You're Beautiful by James Blunt. I also have Moves Like Mick Jagger, or Moves Like Jagger, which I think was Maroon 5.
That was Maroon 5. This is mm-hmm. Last Kiss that was suggested, but this is a cover by Pearl Jam. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can
see my baby when I leave this world. Yeah, this is it. This is it. It's the original. We're it's the original Last Kiss. The original Last Kiss is by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. And I think that one goes, is like a much bigger, like faster beat. And so you're kind of like bopping your head to it and singing the lyrics without really knowing what it's about until you actually stop and think about it. And you're like, oh, wait, she's gone to heaven, so I got to be good so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Like, wait, what? What is this song about? And so that is the one that I was thinking of. But I was thinking, it's exactly that. I was thinking of Pearl Jam as the Pearl Jam version is the slower version that actually sounds like it should be a sad song versus the original sounding like, oh, it does not feel like a sad song at all.
844-967-2789. Worst, most annoying songs of all time. Check in on by the phone, or you can text Troy from Mount Horeb. What do you think is the worst, Troy?
Well, you got the song, so I don't have to sing it. So that's good for everybody.
What was the song, but, Troy?
The song that Kristen was trying to think of.
Oh, Last Kiss. That's what you were calling to say. Yeah. Is what it's called, Last Kiss.
Because I lost you. When I call you, I lose you on the app, so I can't listen. But I heard you right at the end say that was the song. Yeah, yeah. But one of the most, and I can't believe somebody called in for the B-52s. That's crazy. But one of the more annoying songs that I haven't heard yet is the Fox song.
I love that. Oh, I love that song.
What does the fox say?
Oh, oh. Troy, that song makes me laugh so hard. And if you've never seen the video,
it is funny.
You got to see the video for the complete What Does the Fox Say experience, because it's just pricelessly weird.
I have not seen the video.
Oh, you got
to. The closest I've come to is seeing the Diddy commercial where they were on in one.
Oh, Troy, I'm telling you, go to Google right now, go to YouTube and look for What Does This Fox Say and watch the video. You're going to die. You're going to die. It's so fun.
As soon as I stop my car.
All right. Thanks.
There you go. Be safe.
Thanks
be
so
safe.
Much
thanks
for checking in.
You know what What Does the Fox Say reminds me of another viral song that was so weird and also then became annoying was Gangnam Style.
Oh, yes.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam.
That guy never to be seen from again. No. But I remember when that video first came out, we're like, what is this? All right. Well, if you have more submissions, 844-967-2789. What is the most annoying song of all time? What about What's New Pussycat? That's what Nick C said that one. That's a pretty good one, too. All right. We'll be back in a minute. This is
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle.
Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, lows around 54. Highs around 74 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Mid-70s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59
this
degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
I can rebuild this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mettner, and we are having some fun with the most annoying songs, according to you and according to others, of all time, because it is very subjective. I would say we haven't had, like, that's another one. What it makes me feel like is, like, most wedding playlists are full of a lot of annoying songs, depending on who you ask, because I feel like that's a song that would come out at a wedding, and I'd be like, I'll go dance to this.
And it was a classic. And that that song by the Starship, We Built This City, because I checked 10 different lists of the most annoying songs of all time. That made every single list. Which I just,
really?
Yeah, which I just didn't expect. I didn't expect that. Because at the time it was, it was like 1985, 1986. And it was still rocky, you know, had a rock. Had a rock thing to it.
Had a rock thing to it.
That's so funny. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to join us on what you believe are the most annoying, irritating songs of all time. This is another one that showed up on several lists that I checked.
There's anything from Cher that I find wildly annoying, but that's, I guess, do you still think even love after love? But again, I feel like annoying is, like, I think of kid songs versus, although I did say Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird.
You know why they
as mine.
Why they dumped on Cher for this, though, was because apparently it was one of the first times that auto-tune had been used.
Oh.
And that just led to a whole bunch more usage of auto-tune, which, has that really helped the music industry?
Well, it's helped certain singers who want to be singers.
Well, because they're not really singers. We have Eric from Wausau is joining us. Hey, Eric, what do you think?
Okay, so my most annoying song is Billy Joel, Tell Her About It. Can't stand that song.
Tell her about
Tell her about it. Da, da, da,
that
da,
one.
Da, da, da.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. No,
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. It's so lame. Right. It's such a lame song. It's a lame tune. Anyway, that's my pick.
All right. Thanks so much for checking in, Eric. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Got just a couple of minutes left if you want to check in. We had Jan from Oak Creek who called in and said the song that you're thinking of, Kristen, that involved a car crash might have been Dead Man's Curve by Jan and Dean.
So I think it was Last Kiss.
You think it was Last
the
Kiss?
The original one. Because I was listening to it at the break, and I'm pretty sure that's the one. But now I want to go listen to Dead Man's Curve and try to think of what that one is. Because maybe there's just two.
That's from the 1960s, so that's going back quite a ways.
It's funny to just think, I feel like that's another, for another day, we can do the songs that have really, like, questionable lyrics, but because they were written in such a poppy tune. Like, oh, what's the one, what would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry? This was like Wyclef Jean, and it was, I think I was in like middle school or high school, and the like lyrics to this song, but it was kind of an upbeat tune, but the whole song was about this like single mother who was basically prostituting herself. And like, why are you questioning her? Because like, what would you do if you were in this situation?
Wow.
And it was like a bop. It was like on TRL. And it was something that we all knew the lyrics to, but like didn't really think about the lyrics.
Right. You're just going along with the beat.
You're just going along with it. And so I feel like another good song segment someday is like, what song did you not realize what the lyrics meant until you were an adult?
And here's a little sampling of Dead Man's Curve, Jan and Dean from 1963.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night, and an XKE pulled up on the ride. He rolled down the window of a shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, you're on, buddy, my mill's running fine. Let's come off the line now at sunset and vine. But I'll throw you one better if you've got the nerve. Let's race all the way to Dead Man's Curve.
Those dangerous surfer boys.
Wasn't the one that I was thinking of, but it is a similar vibe as far as the melody not necessarily matching with what the lyrics are saying.
Right. Couple texts to get through from the 262. Hampton the hamster dance.
What?
Miss the hamster dance. Disco Duck. No one better than Disco Duck because it's amazing. And from the 262, Jane and Kristen, I'm the superintendent of a local school district. I really hate rainbows. And I don't want any rainbow songs. Oh, wait.
Rainbowland.
We built this city as one of the worst composed songs. Baby Shark, one of the most annoying. Two different categories. I'll listen to Jefferson Starship, but Baby Shark is nails on a chalkboard from the 262. Well, this has been so much fun.
So much fun. You were working overdrive. You had to answer phone calls. You had to play the music. You
and
had to
look for other,
with me and
look
help my memory.
Look for other tunes. But we love it. Anytime you want to check in, 844-967-2789 is the number to call.
Yes, this was a very fun segment. We also just wanted to give acknowledgement that today is the anniversary of D-Day. And I was going to do a whole segment on, you know, we're at the very end of
that generation.
People, there's like that generation of people who were actually still alive and even any of the people who were there that day. And so I will still put it in the show notes for today, a link to Dwight Eisenhower's speech from that day. But apparently there was also a lesser known alternative speech had things not gone as well.
Oh, wow. And if you really want to bring the D-Day storming to light, watch Saving Private Ryan, because there is a scene in that movie that will put you right there and give you an entirely different appreciation for what those young men went through.
Absolutely. All right. Well, very fun Tuesday show. Tomorrow, Greg Bach will be here, and we'll have another fun show from 10 to 12 p.m. Stay tuned for our 12 o'clock newscast with Terry Bell. But as always, thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show and listening. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. This has been Asbury Council.
You're my good evening girl, hiding in the world. What is your
sign? Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Will we ever know?
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.